Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
How is the weather in Wisconsin?
You are in Spain.
In theory, I'm in Spain.
That's right. Of course, sometimes we have to record a little bit ahead. You know, we're here on Wednesday today. What is Wednesday like for you in the parish? Is it kind of a busy day?
Wednesday is the day when I go to... We have parish council and finance council in different weeks, but we moved it to Wednesday. Parish Council used to be on Tuesday, but we have Mass at 7 p.m., which is a beautiful Mass because I don't think any other church in town has an evening Mass on Tuesday, and people come from different places, which is great. It's a community on its own right. and then we moved it because then Parish Council started at 7:30, and I think it's tough on myself. They start very early and finish very late. So we moved it to Wednesday. Now we have Parish Council and Finance Council happening on Wednesday, and that allows us to meet a little earlier.
I started a Tuesday evening Mass at St. Bernard, one of my two parishes, and not heavily attended, but the people who are able to make it are those who can't go in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that makes it worth it for me. It's a great spot in the center of town, too.
Yeah, for me, exactly. It makes it great that people come from different parishes. So
now that we have a little bit of chatting out of the way, we have a long gospel here.
It's Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 3 and 11 to 32. And a reminder that in some places you may listen another gospel from John, which would be year A for those parishes that have adults being baptized, preferably at the Easter Vigil. But we've discussed that. So year C in this podcast and in many parishes, we are reading from Luke.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend his swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But his father ordered his servants, Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, Look, all these years I served you, but not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. He said to him, My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
The parable of the prodigal son, a very long one, and that we've heard many times.
Or, that's the debate, is there another way to call it, to name
sure.
this? Sometimes you call it the parable of the compassionate father, I've heard it described
which
as
is
well.
Which is the point. So there is a very famous book by Henry Nouwen called The Return of the Prodigal Son, which is also a Rembrandt's painting. And the point of the book, spoiler alert, the point is that we tend to think that we are one of the two brothers, mainly the brother, the older brother that gets upset. But the point of the book is that we are called to be like the father in the prodigal son. And we believe God is like this, that welcomes with open arms and does all this talking to the older brother. So the point of the book is, regardless of which one of the two brothers you feel more identified with, we are all called to be like the father in the story.
Exactly. What emanates for me this year, what's beautiful with the scriptures always is they're always alive. So mm-hmm. I've heard, especially in a very rich story like this, different things have stood at various points. At this point where I'm at in my life with my ministry and my parishes, as I look out on folks, it's just the reality of that poison of envy. We live in a very polarized world at the moment, but that polarization can happen in the church as well. And how beautiful that we do all that we can to reach those on the fringes, to bring mm-hmm. them back to the faith, but then a stress on those who've been around and kind of are, in a sense, paying their dues in almost a sense. And, you know, where is your attention going, Father? And where is the parish's attention mm-hmm. going? We've been here. And beginning to notice that just a little bit. And I think about that here of just that poison of envy, but also the disappointment when someone who's been away comes back, that some people do feel.
Mm-hmm.
Say, this is my space. Why is this person who's been away coming back? And there's those stresses. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah. For me, this year, it resonates with, if you read the book Rebuild, that we have mentioned many times, they tell you that in the process of changing a parish, you may lose people. And I'm thinking about especially one parishioner I lost. And what was interesting about this time was that they tell you that you will lose people even that are close to you, people who are very supportive of you. And for whatever reason, you may lose people like this. And I lost someone like this. And I was thinking, I think without any doubt that I would embrace that person back any minute. even though I got very upset, there was a mix of guilt and embarrassment at the same time that I thought the person wasn't right. But it wasn't about right or wrong, and I think that's what the father does. It's not about justice. It's about mercy. It's completely different. I think I would embrace that person back. But this is how this time, this year, that parable touches me.
We need to keep in mind that we have a different responsibility for those who are different points in their faith journey and their journey of discipleship. And these two sons, they're two sons of the same father, but this father, again, mirroring God here, says, I treat you differently. You're both in different circumstances here at this moment, and tomorrow it might be different. And here we just rejoice at the one who has who has come back. I love, too, the very beginning of the son who's been away, where he comes to his senses. That's a really powerful line. Coming to his senses, he thought, wait, how many of my father's workers have enough to eat? And here I am just trying to get the animal food, the pig food here, and just coming to his senses. When are we willing to sit back and take a deep breath and trust in the Holy Spirit and come back to our senses wherever we're at? That's the worst part about lying, about fighting, about envy or grudges. So we hold on to it and we don't ever come to our senses. So we don't allow ourselves to. There's a choice there.
Is it true repentance, or he really experienced the lowest of the low? And then he comes back. So you see, what the point of the story is that the father doesn't even need a true, authentic, super deep repentance. The young brother comes back after experiencing how terrible life has become, which I think is part of the message of this parable.
But that's a really key question. What kind of repentance is this? Mm. And I don't want to say doesn't matter, but at least to the father, it doesn't matter. He's there, you know? He's there. And so we can perhaps nitpick or overanalyze perhaps where someone might be, but is that really our role? I remember as a young person, the first time you go to a homeless shelter or to a food shelter to serve food, and the very first in kind of your childhood immaturity, your first thought is, why are they here? And you're judging these people. Why can't they work? This person looks able, or, you know, how long are they going to be here? And the older you get, you know, there's, of course, it's very complex, but you start to understand a little bit more, kind of, I think the image of, I think Mother Teresa lived this very well in saying, no, we just go serve. You know, that's what we're called to do, is to love and to serve. And that's what the Father does here. Mm-hmm.
As you know, we often preach in this model of tell people what they need to hear and then what you would like them to do. I will be tempted to tell people, what about both ways? When have we abandoned people and when people have abandoned us? And is there anything I can do about any of these situations? You know, because it goes both ways. We've left people behind, and some people have left us. Is there any situation where at least a prayer, or who knows, even a conversation or something? I want to think about this. I think it would be a very good spiritual exercise in this Lent. I told you don't like this. We have a topic, a theme for our Lent at Sacred Heart is engagement. What about re-engaging people that have left us or we left behind, and see if there is something to do about it? Who knows?
I think that's I'm almost speechless, because I think that's a very interesting way to approach this, to think about those who have abandoned us for any number of reasons, just walked away in different parts of our lives. And I'm going to think about that, in fact.
And I think it's at different levels. I belong to a community. Some people come in and come out. Our relationships, friends, parishioners. I think we all have a universe of again, both ways, people we leave and people who leave us for whatever circumstances.
Right.
I think we have enough for this week.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. There's, again, a lot of text to the gospel. The gospel will resonate with you as you're sitting in Mass this weekend.
One of the doubts I have is that once I took No One's book is very famous, and it talks about the return of the prodigal son, which is Rembrandt's painting. So we took the painting. We have screens in church. So we took the painting, we divided it, picture of the older brother, the younger brother, the father, and we preached in three parts. And it was great, but I don't know if I should use it again. I think one time is maybe enough.
All right. So if you're looking for a Mass this weekend, please come for this fourth Sunday of Lent now, or moving along. Masstimes.org is a national website. or you can go to archmill.org if you're in southeastern Wisconsin. By the way, if you click, there's an envelope icon on the website. You can sign up to get this podcast by email, as well as other emails from the Archdiocese, which are very good, including a weekly column from the Archbishop.
And as we always say also, if you know of anybody who could benefit from listening to this podcast, just let them know that we exist.
All right. So see you next week.
See you next week, Philip.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.